When we talk about bringing down prices and making life more affordable for people, what are one or two specific things you have in mind for that?
Well, I'll start with this. I grew up a middle-class kid. My mother raised my sister and me. She worked very hard. She was able to finally save up enough money to buy our first house when I was a teenager. I grew up in a community of hardworking people, you know, construction workers and nurses and teachers. And I try to explain to some people who may not have had the same experience, you know, but a lot of people will relate to this. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood of folks who were very proud of their lawn, you know? And I was raised to believe and to know that all people deserve dignity. And that we as Americans have a beautiful character. You know, we have ambitions and aspirations and dreams, but not everyone necessarily has access to the resources that can help them fuel those dreams and ambitions. So when I talk about building an opportunity economy, it is very much with the mind of investing in the ambitions and aspirations and the incredible work ethic of the American people and creating opportunity for people, for example, to start a small business.
That was Kamala Harris's answer to the question, what are one or two specific things you would do to bring prices down? And we were subsequently treated to a word salad surrounding folks who were very proud of their lawn. Can you even imagine what the facial expression was of that reporter while he sat there listening to that? Well, it doesn't matter because we've got a brand new post-debate poll from the 2020 election's most accurate pollster. And let's just say Kamala ain't going to like it, but you are sure going to love it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So whatever you do, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Before we dive into this latest post-debate poll you're going to absolutely love, I got to ask you, are you like me? Do you have trouble sleeping at night? Because I know I do. I'm a horrible sleeper. I just can't turn my brain off. And so I toss and I turn often, frankly, for hours before I'm able to fall asleep. But gang, I've come across something that has absolutely revolutionized my life. It's called Beam Dream, and it's completely changed the way I sleep. Gang, I sip a nice hot cup of Beam Dream, and I kid you not, I'm out like a light. And I have the most restful sleep ever all throughout the night. It's become a nightly ritual mind that I look forward to. Plus, I never wake up feeling groggy the next morning. Instead, I feel refreshed and ready to take on the day. And they're offering Turley Talks listeners an exclusive discount. So just click the QR code on the screen or use the link below to get the best night of sleep you've had in years and propel your wellness journey into the next stage. Click the QR code or go to shopbeam.com/Turley Talks. That's shopbeam.com/Turley Talks for your amazing discount today. All right, we have the first post-debate poll to drop from the single most accurate polling outlet of the 2020 election. Our good friend Rich Barris noted that they were the only polling outlet that more accurately polled the 2020 election than he did by 0.2%. Atlas Intel had Biden winning by 4.7% of the vote. Biden ended up winning by 4.5%. Atlas Intel has just dropped their first post-debate poll taken on Wednesday and Thursday after the debate last week. And what do you know? Trump has a national lead of 3 points over Harris. That's head-to-head. With the full lineup, his lead grows to 4 points. The single most accurate pollster for 2020 just dropped a post-debate poll that found Trump up 3 points in the national average. You know what? I'll say that in a different way. The single most accurate polling outlet of 2020 has Trump winning the popular vote. And it's not hard to see why. According to them, Trump wins on every single major issue of concern among voters. He's beating Kamala plus 17 on immigration. He's plus 16 on the war in the Middle East. He's plus 14 on the economy. He's plus 14 on inflation. He's plus 14 on the national debt. And he's plus 12 on Ukraine. Here's what the CEO of Intel Atlas, Andre Roman, had to say regarding what he thinks Trump's chances are of victory in November.
What about you?
Well, I'm very much oriented by the numbers we have, and I believe in those numbers. And if I believe in those numbers, and I think about how this plays out, swing state by swing state, and that is something that we'll be releasing next week, I would give Trump 70% chance of winning and Kamala 30%. That means that, you know, Kamala still has a chance, but I wouldn't call this race that.
So there you have it, gang. They're giving Trump a 70% chance of winning this election, given the data analysis that they have accumulated. Again, Atlas Intel has the single best record of any polling outlet in terms of their predictive accuracy. They were just off by 0.2%. And again, it's not hard to see why, given how tiny Biden's margins were in 2020. All Trump needs, when all said and done, all Trump needs is a 0.5% shift in his favor in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin for this election to be over. Okay, you heard that right. All he needs is a 0.5% shift in his favor. That's it. And this thing is over. And given the legacy media's utter obsession with trying to paint Trump as a racist, it's radically ironic where that 0.5% support is actually coming from. The latest NAACP poll on black men and who they're planning on voting for shed some very interesting light on why Kamala is crashing. The poll found that 26% of black men under the age of 50 are going Trump. 49%, an abysmal 49% are voting Harris. Not even a majority. She doesn't even break 50%. Now, you need to let that hit you. The single most loyal Democrat constituency is abandoning Kamala in record numbers. Now, of course, the legacy media isn't going to tell you that. The legacy media is doing everything they possibly can to convince you that the vast majority, the super majority of voters have abandoned Trump and are enthusiastically embracing the joy, joy, joy candidate. But as Mark Mitchell over at Rasmussen has pointed out, obviously rhetorically, that if the news media would cook a debate, would they not also cook the polls? Interestingly, Rasmussen has Trump winning the independent vote by double digits. Their latest sample shows Trump beating Harris 51-39 among independents. Again, a data point the legacy media is deliberately hiding from you. Here's the latest data coming out of the key, and let me stress that key swing state of Pennsylvania. This is from Scott Pressler. In just the last week, in a single week, Republican registration efforts have slashed the Democrat advantage from nearly 348,000 registered voters to now just 343,000. Now, keep in mind, it was just a few years ago when Democrats had an over 1 million voter registration advantage over Pennsylvania Republicans. That has been slashed by nearly 70%, most especially over the last 2 years. In just the last week, Democrats gained 9,000 voter registrations, whereas Republicans gained nearly 14,000. Scott said that our team is registering more voters than Taylor Swift. Data doesn't lie. No, of course it doesn't. That would be the legacy media's job, the lying legacy media. Now, at the very same time, we're getting some amazing news, what Scott, who's on the ground in Pennsylvania, Scott's calling earth-shattering news. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that improperly mail-in ballots will not be counted. That is huge. This is ballots with missing or incorrect dates will not be counted. Mike Whatley, chairman of the RNC, took a much-deserved victory lap when he tweeted out that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has rejected a Democrat attempt, surprise, surprise, to count undated ballots. Now, this would have allowed the counting of ballots to go on indefinitely past November 5th. Apparently, that effort has now been thwarted. And to make matters even worse for Democrats, it's now being widely reported that Jill Stein, The Green Party candidate will indeed be on the ballot in Georgia, the key swing state of Georgia. Jill Stein, of course, infamously cost Hillary tens of thousands of votes in the key swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. Now she looks like she's about to do that again in the key swing state of Georgia. Trump should win Georgia relatively handily this go around, especially given the election integrity measures that have been successfully implemented in Georgia. In Arizona, Trump is pulling at 2016 levels. He's right around where he was in September 2016 when he went on to win the state by nearly 4 points. Kamala Harris is actually running 6 points behind where Biden was at this time in the 2020 election. And in North Carolina, the early ballot requests in general have imploded since 2020. Now, by this time in 2020, there were over a million early ballot requests, vote by mail ballot requests. 50% were from Democrats and barely 18% were from Republicans. It was 17 and some change percent. Today, that million request vote by mail has imploded to just over 170,000. The 50% Democrat request has dropped to 38%, and the Republican requests have gone up to 23%. And keep in mind, Trump won North Carolina, again, rather handily back in 2020, even with that huge number, over a million vote-by-mail requests, along with the massive discrepancy between Democrat and Republican vote-by-mail percentages. Now, today, in 2024, the overall request numbers are down dramatically by over 80%. And to make it worse, there are less Democrats and more Republicans. So Trump is poised to absolutely crush it in North Carolina, crush it in Pennsylvania, crush it in Arizona, crush it in Georgia. And as the single most accurate polling outlet of 2020 has concluded, he's even poised to crush the national vote as well.